Good evening, I'm Allie Rogan. John Yang is away. There are moments in time when history possibly pivots. And today, in a stunning act of regime change, the U.S. military captured and brought Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to U.S. soil. Not long after that, in a remarkable declaration, President Trump announced the U.S. would, quote, run Venezuela and warned of a new era of United States domination over Latin America. We will get an on-the-ground report from Venezuela's capital, Caracas, in a moment, but we begin our coverage with Nick Schifrin.
It was just after midnight over Caracas when U.S. helicopters with Delta Force soldiers descended toward Nicolas Maduro's compound. Nearby residents filmed and cowered from U.S. strikes on at least four locations. All part of the mission to capture and extract Maduro. By 2 a.m. local, they had him, and by 3 a.m., he was shackled aboard the USS Iwo Jima, the dictator-turned-detainee of the U.S. Department of Justice.
Y actualmente las reacciones internacionales son de completo...
U.S. military officials said U.S. helicopters took fire as they left Venezuela, but remained able to fly. A source familiar tells PBS NewsHour a small CIA team arrived in August and created extraordinary insight into Maduro's pattern of life that made grabbing him seamless.
This was one of the most stunning, effective, and powerful displays of American military might and competence.
In Palm Beach today, after he and his team watched the operation unfold overnight, President Trump announced the operation was not only about regime change.
We are going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition.
President Trump said Secretary of State Marco Rubio had spoken to Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, who was sworn in to replace Maduro.
She had a long conversation with Marco, and she said, we'll do whatever you need. I think she was quite gracious, but she really doesn't have a choice.
But at least publicly today, Rodriguez rejected that.
La inmediata liberación.
We demand the immediate release of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores. The only president of Venezuela is President Nicolas Maduro.
And President Trump made clear part of the plan was to take Venezuela's oil. The country has the world's largest oil reserves, which the U.S. helped develop exactly one century ago. But former leader Hugo Chavez kicked out some U.S. and other foreign energy companies, and today the industry produces a fraction of its capacity.
We're going to be replacing it, and we're going to take a lot of money out so that we can take care of the country.
But the president made clear today was not only about Venezuela. This was about displaying an ability and willingness to enforce regional domination and embracing the early 19th century declaration by President Monroe to block foreign colonialism in the Americas.
They now call it the Donroe Document, I don't know. Under our new national security strategy, American dominance in the Western Hemisphere will never be questioned again.
Rubio made clear the next possible target.
Yeah, look, if I lived in Havana and I was in the government, I'd be concerned.
And to critics who question whether a president who was elected in part to avoid foreign entanglements...
Why is running a country in South America America first?
Well, I think it is because we want to surround ourselves with good neighbors. We want to surround ourselves with stability. We want to surround ourselves with energy. We have tremendous energy in that country.
Regime change not for democracy, but for energy and for its own sake. As the question tonight in Caracas and perhaps around the world... Now what? For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.